Jerry Bader Show, 10:54. Oh, the Badgers play this week? They don't. That's why we didn't discuss the Badgers. Ever since they lost to Ohio State, it's like I felt that was really the season. Could be wrong. I mean, I think they are going to finish 10-2 now, which was my prediction. So that would be good. I know they have this outside chance. I know. If Ohio State, if they all contract the flu, now I know. Well, that's right. That's right. If Ohio State goes to the championship game, then they would get to go to the Rose Bowl because the Rose Bowl is not the championship game. Yeah, that's true. To the surprise of no one, Democrat Wendy Davis of Texas announced she's running for governor, or as they say in Texas, governor. Well, they say government, so I assume they say governor. No, they say governor. She, of course, became famous with a filibuster. By the way, when women hold filibusters, it's cool. And you talk about their tennies. When Ted Cruz does it, he's a jerk. Funny how that works out. Anyway, everybody knew she was going to do this. She became a liberal darling for filibustering to be able to kill babies beyond 20 weeks of pregnancy. And that makes you a superstar in the liberal movement. And you get asked about your pink tennies and everything else. The reality is she is on the wrong side of the abortion issue in Texas, which is why now she is running away from the abortion issue and is running on other issues because it's a loser. This is what's hysterical. It's a loser for her in Texas. She can't run on that issue that made her famous, nationally famous. She can't do that, which is why Eric Erickson of the Red State political blog has dubbed her Abortion Barbie. That's what she was. She was the talking Barbie doll that, for however many hours, filibustered an abortion bill that passed anyway. Her exercise was even more pointless than Ted Cruz's. We don't know how Ted Cruz's is going to end yet. We know how hers ended. Oh, but it's different when you're a liberal woman. It's different then. By the way, I'm not suggesting she's stupid. She sounds stupid when she tries to defend the Kermit Gosnell versus abortion debate at the same level of maturity. All liberals sound like idiots then because they can't defend it. But she's not an idiot. I'm not saying that. She is on the wrong side of this issue, and I think you're going to see that play out. I don't have time to say much about this, but there is a Pentecostal church in Middlesboro, Kentucky, where they handle venomous snakes such as copperheads and rattlesnakes as part of their services. Local governments are keeping them from handling those snakes, saying it violates whatever, local ordinances. Jimmy Coots, who does this, wrote in the Wall Street Journal today, "The Constitution protects my snake handling, even though they're venomous, dangerous snakes." Maybe we'll spend more on that on Monday. Go Pack, go. You really need this one. 10:58. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
To see if it was you. The Jerry Bader Show.